As you all know, on Thursday, silver was flying. It touched $120, all-time high. Everyone was happy. Retail traders, hedge funds, banks, even your WhatsApp group was bullish. Then Friday happened. Silver didn't fall, it collapsed. In one day, silver crashed nearly 30%, the biggest fall in 44 years. Gold dropped 12%. Mining stocks also fell almost 10 to 12%. And mainstream media said, oh, don't worry, it's just because of the appointment of new Fed chair. That explanation sounds neat, but it's not the real story. It was JP Morgan. I would call it an evil bank. On Friday, JP Morgan closed their silver short position. Now, what does closing a short position mean? It simply means buying back what you sold earlier and returning it. Basically, in stock market, you can bet when the market goes up, and you can also bet against the market. That is called shorting. So big hedge funds, banks, they always look to short the market. So on Friday, JP Morgan closed their silver short position, and they did not do it randomly. They closed it at the exact bottom of the market. Exact bottom. Now, generally, if you're covering your short position, that means you need to buy back. So technically, prices should have pushed up when fresh buying adds to the fuel. So why did the price fell so hard? You know what was the missing key? Price only moves up if that buying is not absorbed by sellers. That means there had to be someone as big as JP Morgan or the rest of the market should have enough sellers to absorb that buying when JP Morgan was pressing the buys. That selling can come from many places, not one giant villain. But there was no one. Do you know why? Because the London Metal Exchange went offline. HSBC Systems also went offline. COMEX in Chicago quietly raised margin requirements. Asian markets were already closed for the weekend. Now, too many coincidences for one day, don't you think? This is where you have to understand that this kind of timing does not come from luck. It comes from knowing what is about to happen. So it was all engineered. In other words, JP Morgan exited in a market structure that allowed their risk to be absorbed without pushing prices up. Now, here's the key thing most people don't understand. Silver trades in two markets. One in the physical market, real silver, bars, coins. The other is the paper market, futures contract on COMEX, MCX, then ETFs. The paper market runs on leverage, meaning you don't put full money, you put margin. For example, suppose you want exposure to 1 kg of silver through a futures contract. In the futures market, you may only need around 1 lakh as margin to control that contract. But in the physical market, 1 kg of silver cost more than 3 lakh in India. So effectively, with 1 lakh, you are controlling silver worth 3 lakhs. This 1:3 difference is called leverage. It means you are owning a much larger amount of paper silver with much less capital. Any price move in real silver reflects fully on your position, which means profits grow faster, but losses also grow just as fast. Now here's the trick. COMEX can change margin rules anytime, and on Friday they raised their margins aggressively. That means traders suddenly had only two options, add more money immediately or sell their positions right now. Now most traders were already fully leveraged, so they were forced to sell. One sale pushed prices down, that triggered the next margin call, then the next, like dominoes falling. This is called a liquidation cascade. That's how crashes are engineered. And then you must have noticed that news outlets were spinning the new Fed chair story. Yes, Trump nominated a new Fed chair, and markets also think that he's hawkish. Yes, the dollar jumped. That was the match, but the bomb was already placed. The real weapon was margin hikes. Forced liquidation, algorithmic selling, the Fed story just gave cover. Now here's the important part. This crash did not fix anything. It did not create more silver. It did not reduce demand from solar panels, electric vehicles, AI data centers. We are still in the fifth straight year of silver supply deficit. Physical silver is still scarce. In fact, physical silver premiums, especially in Asia, are at record highs. Paper price crashed. Physical reality did not change. Now, this is not new, it's a pattern. We have seen this movie before. 1980, margin rules changed. Silver crashed 80%. 2011, CME raised margins 5 times. Silver crashed almost 50%. Then December 2025, thin trading due to holidays plus margin hikes. There was a sharp crash. I made a video on this. And now, the same playbook, bigger scale. Same system, same tools, same outcome. Only the excuse changes. So who won? Not retail traders, not long-term investors. The winners were banks, commercial shorts, institutions who could survive the flush. They forced panic, covered shorts cheap, and reset sentiment. This is not a bug. This is how the system works. What this means for you is, if you panic sell after crashes like this, you are playing their game. And in that game, the house always wins. But the moment you start playing the leverage game by buying future contracts, you are already on a timer. If the exchange raises margins or the price moves against you, you are forced to add more money just to stay in the trade. And the big question is, how long can you keep adding? Retail traders don't have endless capital. They don't have the balance sheet that big institutions have. So eventually, most retail players are forced to sell. Not because they were wrong on the idea, but because they ran out of margin. That is why you play this game only if you know how to play this game. Otherwise, stay as much far as possible. Leverage game is risky and scary. But if you're investing through ETFs, the game is very different. There is no leverage, no daily margin pressure, and no one is forcing you to exit. You can hold calmly through volatility and add more at the right moments, so your average price comes down instead of your position getting wiped out. In ETFs, time works in your favor. In leveraged future contracts, time works against you. Anyhow, paper silver prices will stay volatile, gold will get calmer, but the leverage game is dangerous. And one rule matters more than anything. If your position is so big that you can't sleep, you will have a terrible time. Anyhow, whatever happened, happened. This crash made headlines, but it did not break physical silver value. It flushed paper leverage. It exposed how the system works. And history shows us one thing clearly. When fundamentals stay strong, recoveries come faster than fear. The story is not over, it is just a reset. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.